we do that. We can take another voice note. We can tick off some more there. There's been plenty that have come through. Mario's on the buttons. Let's take a listen.
Very, very moral, man. Sure, this is what I've listened to. Yes, first and foremost, I don't agree with this whole legalization, but anyway, it's not up to me. Under what labor law, if we legalize sex work, under what labor laws is it going to fall? And also, a lot of exploitation is going to take place. So, yeah, that's my two cents worth. Have a good summer, bye.
I got you, and I'm in fact arguing the contrary. Flores, I'm suggesting that legalization is going to mean that women in that industry will enjoy the protection of the law. If you know what I mean, it would remove the exploitation that you are talking about, or again, recourse to the law. And there's only one law that applies to legitimate businesses, and that applies there as well. So you're protected by whatever labor acts govern the workspace. But Yanga, I hope we're going to have a quality conversation. I know we're going to have it. I know your contribution is immense, but the data is failing us, or the link is failing us. Let's hope it's restored. Welcome back again.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, we were trying to get a sense of the industry that the profession that you are in. Yanga Giosi, again, founder of MD and MD of Giosi Incorporated Attorneys. Just in terms of what you've established here, Giosi Incorporated Attorneys, is there a niche that you found? What is that niche? In specialization, servicing a geographic community, is there a niche?
Yes. So we primarily focus on SME financing and development. We are in partnership with one of our clients, and we help assist in that space. So SME financing and development under our corporate and commercial branch.
Yeah, so the statistics are the daunting thing when it comes to financing entrepreneurs and startups, especially with the failure rate just being so high. How do you limit your gearing in respect of financing entrepreneurs?
So we don't provide the financing ourselves. So what we basically do is that we enable the financing process. So we primarily assist in the contract drafting, contract management, post-investment monitoring, and basically assist SMEs to get access to financing, as well as to ensure that they maintain their contractual obligations.
The overall failure rate, I've just checked in on AI, it's widely cited that around 90% of startups fail in the long run. This means only about 1 in 10 ultimately succeed, and that is where gearing is. But I hear what Yanga is saying. Yanga, you're saying you know where the money's at, you know what the money's meant for, and you know what it requires to release the money. And that is the niche that you're offering young entrepreneurs.
Precisely, James. We assist young entrepreneurs to get access to the financing. Like I previously mentioned, we've got strategic partnerships with our clients to say if they've got access to, if they've got capital they wish to spend, we've got the entrepreneurs who would truly benefit from such support.
Mm. And you help the entrepreneurs to articulate their business model in a manner that
precisely.
Is yeah. Okay. I think that is a big a big challenge to overcome in itself, to know where the money is, and then to of course address the needs of that money in terms of product or service positioning. So, who are you serving? I would imagine that there are long queues outside of your business.
Well, look, there's a system in which we manage that. Through our clients, for example, the Tyson Capital Group, they've got online platforms where SMEs, new startup founders can go online and submit their applications for funding. So through those shortlisting processes, we are then able to identify those beneficiaries who meet the relevant requirements.
And this is your story. And in your particular story of entrepreneurship, there's mentorship, there's business support that you've received that changed the trajectory of your entrepreneurial ambitions. Tell us about that.
Yes. I mean, we were very fortunate to get an opportunity to partake in the supply development program in that's offered by Business Partners Limited. Through the program, I think we received both financial and non-financial support. Just to mention, I mean, on the non-financial support, we would receive mentorship on issues such as financial management, compliance, and maybe, you know, general strategic decision making.
Still, you are arguing that that there's more investment required. There's more money that needs to be available to especially young entrepreneurs.
Yes. One can argue, Clarence, that you've got the idea as a budding entrepreneur, but you just don't have access to finance. If I wanted to open a farm in the Eastern Cape, my biggest problem is going to be, do I have land and do I have the resources, the equipment, machinery, everything that's needed to plow that land? And this is where the financing aspect comes in. So in as much as we need the non-financial aspect, the financial aspect is always going to be there.
And again, you talk about that mentorship, and you talk about mentorship that came with business partners. The model of finance needs to come with that, shouldn't it?
Yes, correct. With business partners, for example, they've got a system that enables the beneficiary to say, look, what are your most critical of needs? Both financially and non-financially, and they will then determine how to best position themselves to give you that support. And I think, you know, we need more institutions like that who are willing to listen and who are willing to say, you know, we are here to help you and give you a helping hand.
While we lost you earlier, I was telling everybody about that Japanese adage. That has served you well. Fall seven times, get up eight. You are that story. It's a story about facing rejection after rejection when trying to secure articles after completing his LLB. Instead of giving up, he launched his own law firm at the age of 28 with no funding, no big clients, and plenty of skepticism. It can be done without funding. There is something about the faith that a true entrepreneur has, and the universe eventually has to collude.
100%, Terrence. And I think, you know, your resilience will be a testament to that. Many entrepreneurs face the same problems. The challenges are not unique to you, but your resilience will be the tell-all. And I think if you've got a vision and you know what you want to achieve, your best step is to start small and to scale up gradually with your requirement and with your means in mind.
Mm. So slap the universe into shape. That's part of the advice that you've shared with young people. What other advice would you share with them?
Main advice is to believe in yourself. Have a clear goal and pursue it like you've never pursued anything else.
It's such a goal-directed effort.